You ask why poetry? Because poetry is fun.
Artist Open House is a place where creative people in Cook County talk about their work in their own words. Not just what they do, but why, what inspires them to continue, and who may have influenced them along the way. I'm Jay Anderson. After decades of teaching and writing, Ralph Latham has produced a slim volume of poetry entitled At Home with Lake Superior. By his own admission, he's never quite been able to write long works, so he writes a lot of short pieces that make a larger statement.
Whenever I think about writing, I think about George Orwell, and particularly an essay of his called Politics and the English Language, because the focus is on what's wrong with, or what was wrong in the 1940s when he wrote this, with the English language and the way people were using it. And thinking about that, he came up with a set of six rules for the writer, and he framed them first as questions. He says, a scrupulous writer in every sentence that he writes will ask himself at least four questions. Thus, what am I trying to say? What words will express it? What image or idiom will make it clearer? Is the image fresh enough to have an effect? And he'll probably ask himself two more. Could I put it more shortly? Have I said anything that is avoidably ugly? And the rules parallel those questions. Never use a long word where a short one will do. If it's possible to cut a word out, always cut it out. Never use the passive where you can use the active. Never use a foreign phrase, a scientific word or a jargon word if you can think of an everyday English equivalent. And finally, break any of these rules sooner than say anything outright barbarous. At one time, I thought I wanted to write a novel. I found that I didn't have a novel to write. It didn't fit for me. I once endeavored to undertake a biographical project. That didn't work for me either. But poetry, I guess, started when I got fascinated with the wordplay of Ogden Nash when I was a high school kid. The pig, if I am not mistaken, supplies us sausage, ham, and bacon. Let others say his heart is big. I call that stupid of the pig. And it just went from there to curiosity about other writers who played with words. And then I found that Robert Frost played with words. So one thing leads to another, and another, and another. Bunches and bunches of them. Frost, of course, is one. William Stafford, E.E. Cummings, Whitman, Emily Dickinson, Shakespeare belongs in there. Donald Hall is another. And Jane Kenyon, Maxine Cumin. A younger woman poet that is just fascinating and impressive is Naomi Shihab Nye, a multicultural Lebanese-American. And she just writes beautiful stuff, and lots of others. I'm fascinated with structure. I like the challenge of forms, but structure such as a sonnet is just, it's just challenging to see if you can master the technique, if you can self-impose some rules. The sonnet, classical sonnet, has exactly 140 syllables. You can't stretch it. Now, you can stretch it a little bit, but you have to be very careful because the sonnet is iambic pentameter, which is 10 syllables per line, and a sonnet is 14 lines. You do the math, you've got 140 syllables. You have to fit the sense into the form, but you can't let the form take over because the substance of what you have to say has to come first, has to be paramount. That's one of the fascinations. A lot of the poems come from little things. William Stafford said that, and I believe that poems often do. So Here's one that came from a little thing. It's called Novices Take Notes. A clatter of cans in the rubbish heap disturbed the camper's outdoor sleep. He heard a petulant, shrill bark, then frantic footfalls through the dark. A moment later, the camper faced a big black bear whose feverish haste inscribed this note in the camper's manual. That bear was chased by a cocker spaniel. Took place in Glacier National Park. This actually took place. A Lake Superior one, called Lake Superior Traffic Jam. Wind waves shove outward against commuting rollers that merge at the shoreline. Surface riffles wander and dart, searching in hope for a comforting spot to settle. Frost smoke vapors rise and swirl, trying to blend into the cloud traffic on the sky's vast freeway. I just saw all this movement going on. And it goes on all the time, and the infinite variety of what that lake looks like reminded me of the movement of traffic somehow. So I tried to make a little poem with the analogy. So that's part of the wordplay, I suppose. You ask why poetry? Because poetry is fun.
Poet and teacher Ralph Latham. For Artist Open House, I'm Jay Anderson. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.